The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Time now for our ultimate guide. As ever, our travel expert, Fionn Davenport, travel journalist and Lonely Planet author, joins us in studio. Where are we off to today, Fionn?
Bonjour, Shane.
Bonjour.
We are going to Lyon.
Lyon.
Le centre du gastronomie en France.
Yes, the gastronomic centre of France. Yeah, I mean, look, obviously you can eat well pretty much anywhere in France, but Lyon has the reputation for being the gastronomic capital. It is where like a lot of the big Michelin chefs would have originated from, more than Paris, way more than Paris.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it?
Yeah. But it's a beautiful city, though, and it's more than just the food, although the food is obviously a major selling point. It's just a class city, very easy to get around, very, very beautiful, very interesting. I thought of you when I put the notes down. It has a fascinating history related to the Second World War.
Yeah.
And the aforementioned food. It's if you're traveling in that kind of southeast of France, or in kind of down towards, if you're on your way to Italy, for instance, like, it's easy to get to. Like, if you're in Europe, the Eurostar brings you to Lyon from Paris in whatever, an hour and change.
Direct flights from
Dublin. 2-hour flight from Dublin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Really, really easy to get to.
Good. So sell it to us. Why is it such a good, you think, kind of a weekend break?
Yeah, sure. Like, and you've got this wonderfully positioned city between two rivers, the Rhone and the Seine. And right, the Presqu'île, or the nearly island, like kind of sitting in the middle of it. And you've got this incredible peninsula that's just the old town. And then kind of rising up from the old town, you've got the Fourvière Hill, Le Mont Fourvière. And that's kind of where old Lyon is built. And it's just, I'll give you a good, so in recent years, so one of the things is people tend to look up and go, oh my God, look at this. Look down. Because Lyon has been very famous for these giant murals. It's very good, beautiful graffiti art and wonderful murals. Like, and they're designed to give like a sense of an optical illusion. So it looks like, oh, there's a passageway I can go through. And then you realize, no, it's just a two-dimensional surface. And they have these newer art installations in the ground. And so you've got like, so there's a guy called MMM, who is the French Banksy. And he's done like potholes. So like, just doing like these wonderful kind of illusions in the potholes that are just wonderful to look at, and they just, to me, add kind of flavor to
this. Is it pretty, Fionn?
Yes.
And like, so is it nice to walk? Because, you know, yeah, we've talked about this before. What I like is to
walk
around.
I'm
not really, I might pop into one or two museums, but I'm not going to spend a weekend doing that. But I like to walk and walk. And if it's old and pretty and has architecture and all of that, then I'm sold.
Now, if there is a specialist museum worth going to, of course I will. Yes, it is. To answer your question, Lyon's a pretty big city. I think it's the fourth largest in France. So the périphérique, or the banlieue rather, the area around the city centre is, you know, is built up and,
yeah, sure,
and modern.
Same as everywhere.
But the city centre, the old Roman city on the Fourvière in the hill, and the city that kind of grew up around that is really, really beautiful. One of the things I'd recommend if you are going to is buy the city card. It's the best value purchase. And you get the 72-hour card. Now, it's €54 for adults and around €40 for children. But it includes unlimited public transport. It's a really, really good integrated public transport system. You get free or discounted museum entry to all of the museums. That's for you, Shane. So you like a good museum.
I do like a good museum.
But you also get guided tours, river cruises, and that's another thing.
Value.
Get on the river. It's really, really good value. And so if you're going to do a bunch of numerous attractions, whether you're taking a guided tour, visiting a museum, it's definitely worth going to see. I love history. So for me,
yeah,
the Roman amphitheater.
It's
got in the heart of the city. There's the old Roman amphitheater. There's a very good Roman museum called the Lugdunum Museum, which is really, really good. Maybe not of huge interest if you're not. Oh, look, here's a piece of Roman ceramic.
No, I can see why you would want to see Roman stuff. They have stuff from the Second World War too, don't they?
Yeah,
I'll
mention those in a second.
But
you've got like,
amazing,
and these panoramic views from the hill that go right across the city. Really, really beautiful. So it's called the Resistance and Deportation History Center, and it's a really moving attraction.
Because Lyon would have been seen as the center of the resistance movement in World War II.
Part of, but oddly enough, it is also the center of, it's where the Gestapo were headquartered during the Second World War.
Because it's so, initially part of the Vichy.
Yes.
But then that, Gestapo.
Those two things might be linked, in fact, wouldn't they?
Yeah, exactly. So you feel like the front line between the Nazi occupation and the French resistance happened in this area. So in the old Gestapo headquarters, you've got this terrific museum, like really, really good. And that explores the history of the resistance, the occupation. And interestingly enough, it doesn't shy away from the moral complexities because, so like, as an Italian person, there's a joke I always heard in my growing up was that in 1944, there were 5,000 partigiani or partisan fighters against fascism and the Nazis. But in 1945, there was 55 million of them.
Yeah. And so, a bit like, the GPO.
How many people were, or how many people saw U2 play in the, whatchamacallit, market in
Dandelion Market?
It remained a kind of an embarrassment for a lot of French people. How little resistance they put up.
So you can take a kind of sympathetic view, which is it's very difficult to stand alone if
you're up against the Nazis.
If you're up against the Nazis, yeah. And
I wouldn't be judging anyone too harshly.
But having said that, at the same time, is that history is written by the victors, and those who collaborated with the Nazis were very, very harshly dealt with in the post-war years. This museum doesn't shy away from that, and it tries, it uses a lens of, 80 plus years since 1945, and it tries to kind of learn from history, and it's all the better for it. I think it's absolutely terrific.
That does sound really interesting. Yeah. And you mentioned the gastronomic, are there certain must-go foodie places, be it markets or restaurants?
So there's, like, the old Lyon has a food court called the Food Traboule, and the Traboule are these alley or passageways. There's 400 of them that were, they're actually, the French resistance used a lot of them to get around the city without being noticed. But you've got 12 restaurants in the Food Traboule, and everything from Indian to Lyonnais Bouchon. And so La Commune in the 7th, in the 7th district, that's the one. That's the place to start. This is like a proper food market. Like your mains are around 11 euro. Like you're never going to pay more than 11 euro for a main. And then they've got like craft beers. Like you get a beautiful craft beer for around 7. And that's really good. And then they have like fairy lights and DJs. And it's just a great place to start. Now, look, I'm going to give you a couple of recommendations. I'll give you 4 recommendations of a champagne meal, but on a lemonade budget.
Nice.
This is what you want. So you don't even have to jot. One is the Bistrot d'Abel, which is very traditional. The second one is called Flair, which ironically, the interior is bland as anything. It's called Flair. I don't know why. But the food is some of the best in Lyon. Then you have Le Cochon qui Boit, or the pig that drinks. And again, another excellent restaurant. And then,
great name, whether it's
aren't they just very, I know, you almost want to just go there and
yeah,
go here.
Totally. I'm at the pig that drinks.
And then there's another place, is this like called L'Etabli, which is where you choose your own bread knife and you get a surprise extra course. Like stuff like that just thrills me.
That's
love
fun.
The idea. Yeah. So it's a lot of fun. Now, obviously, you can up your game and you can have 2 and 3 Michelin star dining, but these 4 restaurants are exquisite and you are not going, you will pay a fraction of what you might pay for an equivalent meal in Dublin.
I believe, because I have one of my older adult children, that the clubbing scene is good in Lyon too. There are, which may not be for all of our listeners, but apparently there is a big dance scene and clubbing
good
scene.
Good for them.
But for some people,
yeah,
they would go away
for
that for the weekend.
Well, what you have is a huge university town.
That would make sense.
Big youth population. And, French people love to go out. And absolutely. But I found the same in Bordeaux. Bordeaux, again, which has a big university. And Bordeaux has a brilliant nightclub scene. Now, I will hasten to add, I'm in bed by 10 o'clock. So,
fair.
A couple of practical questions. Can you go there during the summer or is it just too hot?
It gets very, very warm in the summertime. Yeah. I mean, you're in it's not quite the south of France, but it's the southeast of France. But,
continental climate.
Yeah,
although
mind you, with the way temperatures are going in Southern Europe these days. No, upper 20s, low 30s. You get hot days for sure. Yeah. Look, if
30s in a city can be quite...
Can be very, very oppressive.
Yeah,
July, August.
Municipal pools along the river.
Sorry, very good. God, Kieran, yes, there are. There are municipal pools along the river, which are absolutely a brilliant resource when the temperatures climb. And indeed, you'll find most Lyonnais will actually be using them. So there's a nice atmosphere. I'm going to mention just a couple of hotels. Because
yeah, I was going to ask you, where would you stay? Where's
so,
the best place?
I would like, just to kind of keep the theme alive, a couple of historic hotels. So there's some really, really nice ones. There's one called the Fourvière Hotel, which is very chic, very upmarket, but it's in a former convent. Then you've got the Hotel de Verdun, 1882. Now, this is this. It's like the Brasserie Georges, which is this Lyonnais institution. So the founders, this beautiful historic building. And then Villa 20 or 216, which is this 19th century gated home in this high rise 13e or 3e in the 3rd arrondissement. And it's really, really beautiful. The things not to miss, I'm going to say this.
Yeah, you've got five things not to miss.
Views from the Fourvière Hill. The Traboule of Vieux-Lyon, these passageways, these underground passageways that are terrific. And like each of the, or not all of them, but lots of them are themed. So I mentioned the food Traboule and then just lots of interest, lots of little shops. And if you want to do some shopping, there's loads of independent boutiques and things like that. A cruise. Take a cruise on the Seine River. That's absolutely worth doing. And if you have the Lyon Pass, you get that for free. Evening drinks before you go night clubbing.
Love it.
And just before I go to bed, on the Place des Jacobins, that's a lovely, lovely square. And the like we talked a lot about it, it would be crazy not to put the city's food scene as one of the highlights. Yeah.
So okay. Definitely worth, and probably cheaper, I would imagine, than travelling to Paris or one of the more perhaps glamorous bits of France.
Yes, I'm going to say yes. Paris, depending on, I'm going to do Paris at some point. And I will do Paris that is cheaper than just going to Saint-Germain or Saint-Michel or those places where it's just like, yes, monsieur, and the beer, that little beer that you had is 17 euro. And you're like, what, come here.
Yeah.
It's like at least Dick Turpin wore a mask. You know what I mean? No, but Lyon is definitely cheaper. Now, I will say this. It's very, very popular in summer. It is a big touristy town. Not as much with international tourism, but also with domestic tourism. It is a beautiful city. And if you can, if you're doing more than a weekend, the surrounding region is so worth exploring. And you're not a million miles away from the Swiss border. You're just a little bit further from the Italian border. It's really gorgeous.
I think that says something good about a place if domestic tourism is strong there too. I actually think that's a positive. That is our lot, though. Thank you for that, Fionn. I think Lyon has to go in the bucket list now.
Yeah, definitely. Good, definitely like spend a weekend there. Sounds fantastic.
And that is our lot for the whole show for this evening. Do stay tuned for Off the Ball. That's up next. But myself and Shane will be back on the airways with you tomorrow afternoon, 4 p.m.
Tuara, August Togabogay.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.